Washington Capitals, new GM, new head coach. To break it down, Brian McNally from the Washington Times joins us. Brian, how you doing?
Good, guys. How are you?
We're excellent, Brian. It sounds like McClellan's like the George Costanza in Washington. He told the owner everything he was doing wrong, and he got the job.
That's a very good analogy. He went in and told Ted Leonsis even that you have to be a better owner, which doesn't seem to be a great way to handle an interview, but he liked his honesty and kind of differentiated himself, I guess, from George McPhee in that way, in that he was willing to say what had gone wrong, what the front office had not done correctly. Because let's be honest, people are going to look at this and say, you know, why hire a guy who's been around for 14 years in the organization? He'd be part of the problem, wouldn't he? Well, I guess if he's articulating what those problems are, management was willing to listen and give him a chance. And I think most people liked the hiring of Barry Trotz, and Brian McClellan was on board with that as well. And here we are.
So did McClellan hire Trotz, or was that Ted and Dick Patrick as well?
I think that was more Dick Patrick, honestly. And you know, McClellan was kind of kept in the loop, I guess you could say, and you know, gave his blessing to it as well. And then those two, Barry Trotz was saying those two were kind of, you know, talking late last night, well into the night, kind of batting ideas back and forth. You know, they did not have a previous relationship, so that's always something you worry about in these situations. But, you know, they seem to be on the same page in terms of what they want to get out of this relationship. And Trotz was excited. Barry was talking about their discussion and, you know, batting lineup ideas back and forth and all that kind of stuff. And at least for today, everybody's on the same page.
Do you know specifically what McClellan said Leonsis has to do better as an owner?
Ted wouldn't go that far.
Okay.
He was willing to tell us that he was, you know, taking some shots is probably too strong a word, but he was willing to say that McClellan was strong in his criticism, but did not say what exactly that was. Later, I mean, the stuff came out about you know, needing to be maybe more forthcoming with agents, fostering better relationships with agents around the NHL. We've all around the team kind of heard that for years, that you know, George McPhee delegated to his people a lot. McClellan said that as well, and Don Fishman is kind of the point man for negotiations with agents, and that didn't always sit well with them. And there's some other issues too, I guess, that others could speak of. But you know, I think day to day, the agents around the league sometimes feel like they weren't treated as well in Washington as they are in some places. You know, whether that's a good thing or a bad thing, I guess, is in the eye of the beholder. But George McPhee just didn't see that as a priority, and Brian McClellan said that's something that probably has to change going forward if you want to put yourself in contention for the better free agents. It's a good place to play, but you know, if you don't treat people well, you're not going to be on the list of teams with the money being relatively equal. So that's something they want to address as well.
Brian McNally joins us from the Washington Times. Brian, McClellan also said that you know, he liked George, they worked together, but he feels they have very different opinions on certain matters. Outside of the agents, did he get into that as far as how he plans to do things differently than George?
A little bit. It was an interesting dynamic. We asked him specifically about George right off the bat when we got him after the press conference. Kind of the writers got him, you know, five or six of us got him in a small group, and he was emotional. He literally, I've never seen this before, covering pro sports for a long time now, and he literally had to kind of compose himself. He started tearing up when we asked him about George. They're very good friends. They went to Bowling Green. They played hockey together there. And he had to step aside for a minute or two, compose himself, and then come back and kind of answer those questions. And then at the same time, you know, that kind of shows how tight they are, how close they are. Then he's got to kind of prove to people that he isn't just George McPhee 2.0, and that business as usual is not going to be what's going on in Washington for a number of years. He didn't really get into specifics. But you know, I think a lot of that stuff came out about maybe having a better relationship with Hershey, the AHL affiliate, when the Caps were really rolling. You know, obviously they were able to kind of tap into you know, the similar systems they played down there. They could bring guys up and not necessarily miss a beat. It's kind of gotten away from that here the last couple of years. You know, he didn't go into specifics much beyond that, but was pretty clear that that it's not just necessarily going to be exactly what, you know, what happened with George. I think a similar scenario probably unfolded in Philadelphia a couple of years ago, where Paul Holmgren was kind of considered like Bobby Clarke 2.0, and that wasn't the case at all. He was willing to make kind of risky moves to change the culture of that franchise too when they bottomed out, and it worked. And I think in Washington, the hope is that McClellan will have the guts to kind of make those same hard decisions.
Brian McNally joins Brian. We had Adam Oates on earlier, and you know, he was very forthcoming as far as, you know, what he did wrong, what went wrong in Washington. He felt like, you know what, if he'd do it all over again, he'd make quicker decisions as far as changing culture and changing some other things. He felt like maybe he would have had more time in hindsight. When you look back on Adam Oates in Washington, what did he do well, and what is Barry Trotz going to have to do different than Oates?
Well, I mean, Adam Oates did some things really well. I think, you know, in terms of the players being on board with a lot of what he was doing. You know, I didn't get the sense on breakdown day that guys were just throwing him under the bus, other than the fact that it didn't work out, that everybody knew changes were kind of coming. You know, Barry Trotz, I think, has to find a way to you know, maybe get this team defensively playing a different style of hockey. They were very, very passive, I think, and not using not using guys' strengths. I think Adam, he has his ideas on how things should work, but that doesn't always work when your players don't match what you want to do. And, you know, Barry Trotz then has to kind of find a way to get guys like Mike Green use their skills to the best of their ability. You can't just assume that, you know, I want to play a certain way and kind of neutralize what guys do well, even if you think it's you know, a better way to play hockey. You know, Mike Green's on your team, for better or worse. You have to use him the way he needs to be used and the way his skill set has to be employed. And I think that's something that maybe a fresh set of eyes with Perry and, you know, his long experience in getting guys to do that is something that will help this team.
Brian, you know, Barry Trotz, a lot of people look at his time in Nashville and say, wow, great defensive coach, but their offense never did anything. Now, we would argue that he's never had an Ovechkin or even a Backstrom, but
sure.
Is the secondary offense, you know, Chimera and Ward were great. Ovechkin, everybody saw the huge dash 40 or whatever, 35, whatever he finished up with in Washington. Did Trotz address Ovechkin specifically and how he's got to get his best player on board with him?
Yeah, and it's really, though, no different than what Adam Oates said 2 years ago. And to his credit, Adam Oates did his best to do this, which is you have to gain Ovechkin's trust first. I mean, you can't just show up day one, act as if it's boot camp and say it's my way or the highway. This is the modern NHL. That's not going to work. You know, Alex, I think, did build a trust with Adam Oates. It took a while, but, you know, it took some time playing with Jay Beagle as his first line center. But eventually he, you know, took to playing on the right side and excelled. And obviously we all know the defensive deficiencies overall with the team this year probably led a lot to that minus 35 number. But at the same time, Barry Trotz mentioned that right off the jump. He said, I have to earn Alex's trust. I have to find a way to get him to buy into what I want to do. And that's job number one. If he can't do that, probably nothing else is going to matter. So you kind of go into camp knowing you have to build that relationship, know it's going to take some time. And if you do that, you know, then hopefully you get a guy who's closer to a 50-goal scorer who's not hurting you at the other end of the ice either. And that's the ultimate goal. I mean, over and over, these guys today repeated, you got to find a way to have a cohesive team. You can't just have a guy freelancing and scoring 50 goals and most of it coming on the power play. They want to have a group that plays better together and kind of make use of those individual standout performances.
Brian, we appreciate the rundown. Should be an interesting offseason. I'm very curious to see if interacting with the agents better will allow the Capitals to get more free agents. Interesting point. Appreciate your time.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate it.